Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to you. I don't care where you're at, what you're doing. I don't care if you had a crappy Friday. I hope the next 4 hours here, you can enjoy yourself. If you're listening for 4 hours, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, I just hope you have a good time. This is the beginning. This is the start of the JR Sport Brief Show tonight here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we've had a busy Friday afternoon. I'm just waiting on Selection Sunday. There's already a bunch of folks I know that will not be involved. Jim Boeheim officially had his retirement press conference. Patrick Ewing has officially been given the boot. We talked about that briefly last night. And is that it for Patrick Ewing coaching? Ouch. Sucks. It's really, really bad. It's not it. We got more. The Green Bay Packers, their president, CEO, Mark Murphy, he spoke. Basically put a fork in Aaron Rodgers and his time in Green Bay. And then we had some real awesome news this afternoon. I'm actually very excited about this, and I could care less about both of these teams. The Carolina Panthers decided to go up and get the number one overall pick in the Bears. Man, they got a few picks. They got a wide receiver. It's pretty damn awesome. And so we're going to talk about it all over the next 4 hours. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you utilize social media, it's JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, every place. So thank you so much again for taking time on your Friday to hang out here. You could be on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158. You could be tuned in on your local affiliate. We got hundreds all over the country. And or you could be listening on a smart speaker where all you had to do is just call the machine and say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Shep, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, Jared. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's not waste any time here. I don't care about no Chicago Bears. I don't care about no Carolina Panthers. But I do like new and exciting. And we've heard this for a few weeks now. Or we've known this. It didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. The Chicago Bears have the number one overall pick. Or they used to have the number one overall pick. But the fact is, they don't need no quarterback. If you're going to have number one, you're going to go get a QB. They don't need one. They had the option of trading down the draft board, and today they did so. They pulled the trigger. The Chicago Bears traded down the draft board and swapped out the number one pick for the number nine pick with the Carolina Panthers. Carolina now selecting number one overall. And that's not all the Bears got is the number nine pick. They got a second round pick. They got Carolina's first-round pick next season. And if they draft a rookie quarterback, the odds are that that first-round pick is going to be pretty high, I would assume. And then they got a second-rounder in 2025. And then they were able to get DJ Moore. Ryan Poles hit the jackpot here for the Chicago Bears. He still has a high draft pick. He's not losing a whole lot at number nine. He's probably going to try to get some offensive line help for Justin Fields. He was able to bring in DJ Moore, who in a normal year is going to go out there and haul in about 1,100 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. And now you can pair him up with Claypool, Cole Kmet. You have Darnell Mooney. Justin Fields has weapons to work with right now. And then you got some first-round picks. I'm not a general manager here. I'm not. These guys go through a lot of stress. They get their asses whooped all the time. And the Bears went from Ryan Pace at general manager, and they brought on Ryan Poles. Round of applause to Ryan Poles for pulling this deal off. No surprise, right? It was only during the combine last week that Ryan Poles was having a conversation on NFL radio on Sirius XM, and Ryan Poles said, oh yeah, we gonna look to move from number one, and that they did. Remember this?
There's a numbers game that we'll be able to play once we get out of the combine of how many players are in you know, graded in a certain value, and that's how far we can move back. And again, that goes back to sound decision making and not wishing and hoping things can play out. But we're going to play the numbers game and make sure we get a good player.
Yeah, make sure we get a good player. Well, they're going to be able to get their hands on a good player. They got one already. They got a sure thing in DJ Moore. Chase Claypool with extra time to work out here with Justin Fields should be great. And I'm excited to see the next evolution of Justin Fields. I'm excited to see how he improves as a passer. The Chicago Bears basically had one of the top rushing offenses in the game last year. They also had one of the worst passing attacks. Ryan Poles wants to see balance. The Chicago Bears went 3-14. They got to pick up some W's this upcoming season. Otherwise, it's going to be a massive disappointment. And Ryan Poles did not mince words. At the end of last season, when it was all said and done, he complimented Justin Fields, but said, that man needs to do a better job slinging that rock.
I thought Justin did a good job. I thought we changed a lot. We adapted. We tried to put him in a position to be successful. He showed the ability to be a playmaker, be impactful. He can change games quickly. Does he have room to grow? He does. He has to get better as a passer, and I'm excited to see him take those steps as we move forward.
I'm excited, too. And I don't care about no damn Bears. I want to see what Justin Fields can do. I'm just as excited about Justin Fields as I was for Jalen Hurts at the end of this season, or just this whole past season. To see the progression year over year over year, to where Jalen Hurts was one victory away from winning a Super Bowl. If you think about everything that he had to experience, starting at Alabama, having to transfer out, second round pick, starting on the bench, taking over, doing a good job, helping them go to the playoffs, going to the Super Bowl, we've seen the progression. Can we see the same thing here out of Justin Fields? Justin Fields is from right here in Georgia. I remember this man, a Bulldog. What was his job? Handoff. Here, man, run the ball. How far can you take it? He goes to Ohio State. Doesn't win the big one. Gets drafted here into the NFL. The Bears go up the draft board to select him. Ryan Pace did it, not Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles doesn't have a damn thing to do with the selection of Justin Fields. But it's obvious that he believes in him. It's obvious that, I mean, damn it, in about a season, he's already given him some weapons. And I'll tell you this much. Fleeced. Look, there's no guarantee in a quarterback for Carolina, right? And even if the Carolina Panthers end up with a game-changing quarterback, the Bears, they potentially walked away with a steal. The Carolina Panthers still have work to do here. The wide receiver room is pretty empty. They can get one. They got to find that quarterback at number one. They cannot miss at quarterback. The Bears got the world in front of them right now. DJ Moore comes in. And when I heard that they traded the number one overall pick to Carolina, I'm like, okay, no shock. When I saw that they were able to add DJ Moore, I said, wow, that's big time. And then I saw they got a second rounder for this year's draft too. I said, wow, that's ridiculous. They got a first rounder from the Panthers for next year. I said, what are the Panthers doing? And then in 2025, they get a second rounder. Round of applause for Ryan Poles. And the Carolina Panthers, oh my God. The Carolina Panthers are here. And they got some work to do. They got some options at the quarterback position. If you think about all of the QBs that are available for the Panthers, they got a plethora to choose from. You going with Bryce Young? Too small. You going with C.J. Stroud? Probably the safest bet, right? Oh, but what's his footwork look like? You have Will Levis. Okay, you got a cannon arm, but you going to throw to the right team in the NFL? And then you have a project in Anthony Richardson. He's like quarterback Superman out of Florida, out of Gatorland, out of Gainesville. Run faster, jump higher. I'm pretty sure he can run faster than a speeding bullet. I'm sure he can stop a train with his bare hands. The Carolina Panthers cannot screw this up. Scott Fitterer is still their general manager. We know they just brought in Frank Reich. Frank Reich is supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. Frank Reich is supposed to make all of this better for the Carolina Panthers. He just got the job. He just had his press conference. Frank Reich just spoke at the combine. And Frank Reich was asked about the quarterbacks because he met with them all. Even at the number nine spot, of course, you can wait for a quarterback to fall to you or you can just go get one. They got first choice and first option. Frank Reich at the combine was asked about this year's draft class and their talents, and he said, yeah, they're pretty damn good.
It looks great. I mean, we met with several of them today, a bunch of them today. Very talented, I would say, very smart, just having a chance to, talk ball with these guys, guys who are very accomplished, guys who all seem to process very quickly. It's a good group.
Yeah, well, now they're going to have the pick of the crop. They're going to go number one, the Carolina Panthers are. Just a few days ago, we sat down here. I gave you a top six list. We talked about teams that absolutely need a quarterback. At number four, I gave you the Carolina Panthers. And I laughed hysterically when we received a caller who wanted to elevate his voice just a little bit and say, you and the media and everybody, nobody is talking about Matt Corral. It's disrespectful to say that the Panthers, they need a why do they need a quarterback and they have Matt Corral? And I said, man, I don't care where Matt Corral played. I know where he didn't play last year, not the NFL. I know what did happen to Matt Corral. He broke his foot. And if I'm the Carolina Panthers, you want to know who else is not confident in Mr. Matt Corral? The Panthers, the team that drafted him, the team that saw him break his foot in the preseason. If they were so damn confident in him, if they were so confident in the fact that they had a quarterback on their roster already, they wouldn't have traded the world to go number one. Nice to have a little validation every now and then. That makes sense sometimes. This was a great move. I'm expecting to have more great moves take place over the next week. We got NFL free agency. We got things starting on the 15th. I want more trades. I want more movement. I can't wait to share with you the words from the Green Bay Packers about Aaron Rodgers. If you thought that man was going back there, that door is seemingly closed. It may not be locked, but they done closed the door on that man's face. What a great Friday afternoon. What great news. I can't wait to watch the Chicago Bears next season. I can't wait to see their development. And for the Carolina Panthers, I can't wait to see who they select at number one overall. The Panthers trading a whole lot and DJ Moore to the Bears just to select the quarterback of their choice. Who should it be? What do you think about the trade? The Bears come out. I mean, we can't judge this yet. We don't know who the Panthers are going to get. But either way, it looks like the Bears won this. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about this Bears and Panthers trade? We're going to talk about the Panthers QB options. We're going to discuss Aaron Rodgers getting the boot. Patrick Ewing got the boot. Jim Boeheim had a press conference about his boot. Tua, Dolphins picked up his fifth-year option. Odell had a tryout, a watch party. Watch him run on the field on Friday. We got a lot to do. It's a Friday night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You don't have to be a Bears fan or a Panthers fan to be excited. You don't. We had a trade go down this afternoon. The Bears said, we don't need this stinking number one overall pick. The Bears tell the Panthers, hey, you have it. And so the Panthers take it, and they can grab a QB. They can get whoever the hell they want. And the Bears got a whole lot right now. They got DJ Moore. They got another wide receiver for Justin Fields to work with. They swap with the Panthers, so they got the number 9 pick. They have the 61st pick. They got a first rounder. They took the Panthers' first rounder in 2024, and they got a second rounder in 2025. For everything that the Panthers gave up, they need to hit it big. They can't have a mistake. They can't have a project. I'm going to tell you who I think they should go with. 855-212-4CBS. I'll do that in a second. It's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about the trade? What do you think about the move? NFL always keeping everybody in the loop. Always coming up with some news, right? Matt is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
JR, great to hear you. How are you tonight?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Well, with this news going down, and as a Packer fan, I sure don't want to see it, but I had a thought go through my head that even would excite me. To round out that receiving corps in Chicago, go after Odell Beckham Jr. They got the cap space, and now they've got a lot of all of a sudden potential and upside.
I don't know if that's a potential match from either team. If I'm Odell
And yes, he did actually hold a workout today for teams to check out. And he's been posting videos on social media. Odell is trying to prove to everyone that he is still, you know, in top form and that he's recovered from that ACL injury that he suffered in the Super Bowl. This is why I don't believe Odell and the Bears would be a match. The Bears are a developing team. You know, there's not going to be an expectation for them to compete for a Super Bowl this year and then maybe the next season unless they want to surprise the living hell out of everybody. And then for the Bears to bring in Odell right now, I don't know if you want that attention. I don't know if you want that scrutiny. I mean, for a long time, a very long time, we've seen Odell kicking nets. We've seen Odell, well, we know he punched the wall. He's very, very emotional. And for a Bears team and a Justin Fields, where we just heard Ryan Poles, he wants him to improve as a passer. I don't think he needs that pressure. And so it sounds nice in theory, but I don't think it's the move. Not at all.
All right. Well, I was just thinking a counter to that with, you know, that'd be the exact reason to go after him. I mean, I would give him a veteran presence and plus his most recent stop in Los Angeles.
No.
He did mix in well. He was catching a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Come on.
Yeah, no. But
they can make the playoffs, possibly.
Matt, there is no counter to that. He is not a veteran presence. He's not. He's 30 years old. He's going to be 31 at the end of the season when the season is kind of midway. He's going to be 31 years old. He has injury issues. We've seen his immaturity issues firsthand and how he handles his temper. This is not a Larry Fitzgerald who is a model citizen. This is someone who has complained about getting the ball. This is someone who's been demonstrative. He's the last dude that you would want in a quarterback room or a wide receiver room with a very young team. And from his perspective, I wouldn't want them either unless they were like at the bottom of the line of choices there. That's it. Am I telling you that we will not see Odell with the Bears? No, I'm not. I just find it ridiculously hard to believe that they would be his first choice. Why? By the way, some of the teams that went to see him participate, Odell had a private workout in Arizona today. The Panthers, the Giants, the Patriots, the Rams, the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Bills, Chiefs, Vikings, Browns, Ravens. The last I looked, I think all of those teams could probably compete for a playoff spot. Maybe not the Cardinals. The Panthers are the worst. Nothing about Chicago. I'd stay away from that man, especially with my young, growing quarterback. A little too much. A little too much of a risk. 855-212-4CBS. Sully is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sully?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Listen, my whole thing is I think the trade up to number one was the thing to do. C.J. Stroud's got to be the man. Did we lose DJ Moore? Yeah, but it's a very, very deep class and wide receiver. There are plenty of tight ends, free agents that are out there. I think we should go for a free agent tight end at number 39, draft one of these top receivers that are in the draft right now, and I think we'll be okay. Do I hate losing DJ Moore? Yeah, I do. But
yeah, but we all know, like you said, we need a quarterback first before you do anything. You can have all the wide receivers in the world. What good are they if they don't have someone out there who's going to deliver the ball? And
exactly.
I agree with you, Sully. You talk about the quarterback options. C.J. Stroud is probably the safest bet there. If you go up and down the QBs who are available in the draft, you know, I briefly ran through some of their I can't say accolades, but some of their attributes. The big thing about Bryce Young is his size. Is he going to work out? Is he not? You have no idea. He was running around Alabama. They said that he was 6 feet. He was 190. Come to find out that he put on some weight. He's now a little bit over 200 pounds. But he's also, 5'10" he measured in at? So you do have that risk. Is he going to wake up and be Drew Brees? Is he going to wake up and be Russell Wilson? Or is he going to be a bust? If I'm Carolina, I'm not taking that risk. C.J. Stroud is the safest bet at 6'3". Will Levis, he's good, right? But you don't know what the hell he's going to be. Anthony Richardson is a straight project all the way through. If I'm the Panthers, I'm going C.J. Stroud. I think the next best option, I don't think the Texans will lose anything. They're going to take whoever's there. So I think that removes a lot of the pressure from them. I always thought that Bryce Young would end up in Houston either way. I was going to say Texans might feel a little froggy now, but they're kind of stuck. I wouldn't worry if I were them. The Panthers should take C.J. Stroud because you can't miss. You have to mitigate risk when you make a trade like this. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man, I tell you, boy, you are a number one stunner when it comes to say that.
Oh, well, thank you. Shout the baby.
I don't want no parts of Odell Beckham. I like the trade. Everything you said, I agree with 100% about Odell. But I like the trade. I'm not in love. I was hoping we got two first round for 24 and 25. But DJ Moore, I think that for the most part solidifies with Claypool and Mooney. I think that for the most part solidifies our receiving core. But I want to get that line on both sides shored up. D tackle, and the offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where they're going to go. I think they're going to utilize and take a look at free agency and how and what holes they fill. And they got some options here with the draft picks. It's not too shabby when you're picking at number 9. By then, all of the QBs will have been gone. You have your choice as to who you want to get. And then you'll probably get another solid.
I believe they're going to either be able to get, if not Will Anderson, I'm not in love with Carter, but yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it, or even that other defensive end. Either one of them, I believe they'll be able to get that offensive line, that left tackle.
Well, Eric, they will. I wouldn't worry about it at this point in time. I wouldn't sweat what Ryan Poles is doing. I would just pay attention.
Oh, no. I love him.
Well,
I love him.
As you should. I would pay attention, and I'd see who he'd bring in because he just shook the tree. He ran up to the Carolina Panthers, and he didn't just shake the tree. This man, he ran up to the Panthers in the lunchroom. He said, "Give me your money." And then he took him to the bathroom, and he turned him upside down, and he shook out every bit of change. And luckily for the Panthers, they did get something in return, the number one overall pick. But for what the Bears got, oh, my God, Jackpot City. Jackpot. Joe is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR? This is a San Diego Charger fan still hanging in there, even though we lost him a few years ago. But I'm holding on, but I'm actually calling because I'm not a huge college guy, but from what I understand and from what I hear, I feel like there's not like a generational number one talent this year. So I kind of question going all in on a trade like this when there's no, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like there's no surefire for sure thing, because when you think about it with these first round quarterbacks, most of them don't hit, right? So I feel like there's just kind of a risk here.
Well, yes. I mean, I would say there's always a risk. And if you want to talk about surefire generational talents at quarterback, what are we talking about? Elway and Peyton Manning? So why would the Panthers, who were selecting at number 9, why would they just sit there and just toil away with nothing when you do have an opportunity to potentially select someone who might change the franchise. You just can't sit on your hands. I mean, every draft pick is a risk. I think there's a solid reason why the Chicago Bears even took the approach of saying, okay, sure, we can swap picks, but you got to give us a player as well. Because they could have just settled on picks, Chicago did. They demanded a proven commodity in a player. And so, yeah, everything is a risk, but we have to see what happens. I don't know and you don't know. We can look at Peyton Manning after his first year and say he didn't do anything but throw interceptions. And what did he do? Become one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. It's tough, man. What? Who are you saying? I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be Jamarcus Russell here. I don't know. Maybe somebody will or won't be Baker Mayfield. We don't know. We did see a guy. He's looking for money right now, by the way. We saw a man get drafted number 32 and win an MVP. That was only 5 years ago. What are we doing? This is why they draft. This is why it's risky. Everything is risky. You got to be calculated about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll leave the phone lines open, get to more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of risky, the Green Bay Packers are moving into risky territory. They are basically slowly shutting the door and turning the key on Aaron Rodgers and his tenure in Green Bay. We're going to hear from the man running the show, Mike Murphy, on the other side. He had some words about Aaron Rodgers this evening. And there's a whole lot more going on in the world of sports.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh my God, I'm so flabbergasted I even got it on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yep, that's why I'm here. I'm here to talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it makes sense. As long as it's relevant. As long as it's entertaining. I'm not going to sit here and go into detail on Dana White. Hey, Shep, is Power Slap still on TV?
I hope not, JR. What a sham that is.
Power Slap.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, don't call up thinking that we're going to talk about Power Slap in detail, unless it's about how ridiculous it is. Don't call asking about the XFL. Hey, Shep, I heard the ratings are terrible.
I didn't realize it was on tonight.
Is it on tonight?
I don't even know. I think it is.
I don't know. I heard that they had to move some of the games from, like, FX to ABC. And I had to say to myself, why the hell you got football on FX? I didn't know FX. I've heard of it. I don't know what comes on FX. Besides, I know it's Fox. It's like Fox 20. I don't know what FX is. Putting XFL games on FX? Okay, yeah, sure. And he's trying to figure out why only, I don't know, 500,000 people are watching it. Hey, I'm not a television executive. What do I know? Nothing.
You know more than them.
Oh, well. Maybe the XFL should give me a job. Well, I wouldn't want that job because they may not be able to hand out paychecks soon. Anyway, speaking of paychecks, and I'm going to get to your phone calls. The lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about the Bears and the Panthers trade. I want to talk to you about some college basketball. We've had some folks given the boot. Patrick Ewing booted. UNC booted. Jim Boeheim got the boot. And so we'll get there and continue on with the football. I must mention this quickly, and then we can spend more time on it as well. If you weren't so sure or certain that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are sick of each other, you don't have to look any further than their president and CEO, Mark Murphy. He was at some, you know, girls' basketball tournament. It takes place across the street from Lambeau Field, and so, of course, you should go across the street. You got all the money. Go support the young ladies playing ball. And so he spoke. He spoke to the press. He spoke to Action Sports 2 in Wisconsin. And what do you think he was asked about? Not the weather. He was asked about Aaron Rodgers. His future. What's going to happen? You know, how about this? He was asked specifically, why? Why did you allow the New York Jets to talk to Aaron Rodgers? Listen to this answer.
I mean, I can't get into all the details, but, you know, it's a situation where I think we wanted to help Aaron achieve what he wanted, as well as the Packers, and hopefully, you know, create a situation where it's kind of a win for both sides.
At this point, is it entirely up to Aaron Rodgers on what he wants to do? And then what has the communication been like the last few days and the last few weeks?
Yeah, you know, we're still in discussions. I can't really get into a lot of the specifics.
Oh, I mean, just off that first part. We want to do what's best for us, and we want Aaron to do what's best for him. We want this to work out for both parties. Oh, y'all ain't together no more? If somebody was dating somebody and gave those answers, it certainly sounds like a divorce to me. And that's exactly what it is. They sick and tired of his crap. Here, let Aaron Rodgers be the New York Jets problem. You didn't hear or know enough from when Gutekunst said last week or 2 weeks ago. He's like, listen, Jordan Love is ready, and Jordan Love needs to play now. And now you hear this from the dude upstairs who sits in the big boy chair. Aaron Rodgers can't get his ass up out there fast enough. He needs to go that way. We need to go this way. Like Rush Hour, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. You go this way, I go that way. Boom. Go two different directions. It won for everybody, didn't it? This is also news that broke today. Or maybe the past couple of days. I don't know. I'm not into these type of things. Aaron Rodgers is going to be speaking at a psychedelic science conference in Denver. Go ahead, get your tickets. It's going to take place June 19th to June 23rd. That's a lot of days. 19, 20, 21, 22. That's 5 days. I wonder if he's going to be the keynote. Everybody can stick around and people can do shrooms and ayahuasca. They can do all of the funky stuff. We've heard Aaron Rodgers about how much he's going to love it. Self-love, all these things. I really feel that the experience paved the way for me to have the best season of my career. Hey, Shep, what happens if I sit here and take ayahuasca? Will I have a good show or a bad one?
This way, and you go this way.
I go that way, you go this way.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they need to go opposite direction. You think Chris Tucker? Never mind. Never mind. I know Jackie Chan never had no ayahuasca. Jackie Chan is an upstanding. Jackie Chan doesn't look like he drinks.
Rumble in the Bronx, right? You remember that movie?
Yeah, I do remember Rumble.
Great.
In the Bronx.
He doesn't get talked about in the same breath as, like, you know, Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger in terms of action stars. You think so?
I think so.
Do you think Jackie Chan gets the love he deserves?
All over the world, yes.
Okay. Maybe not in this country.
And he's old. How old is Jackie Chan? Gotta be in his 70s.
He's not that old, JR. He's, without looking, he's born, I want to say, the same year as Denzel, which is 54. So that would make him 67.
Yeah, he's 68 years old.
68 years old, excuse me, you're right.
Yeah, he ain't going to be jumping around stuff no more. What do you look like doing that?
Hey, listen, Liam Neeson's still doing action movies. Why can't Jackie Chan?
No, Liam Neeson's not doing that no more.
No, he's doing action movies.
What, he can walk? He's not doing no Jackie Chan stuff.
Well, he's got okay, that's a fair point. Or like Jet Li or like Jean-Claude Van Damme, like what those guys are doing.
Guys are done. Right, yeah. Where's Walker Texas Ranger? Where his ass at?
Chuck Norris, he's got to be 80.
Yeah, he ain't throwing no kicks no more, I'll tell you that. You stand up in a commercial and give you a glare. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from North Carolina. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thank you for accepting my call. I want to talk about the Panthers trade, man. I don't think that trade was worth it, man, honestly. I understand the Panthers need a QB, and living in Charlotte and being around fans, Charlotte Panther fans, and always need a QB for the past couple of seasons. But it wasn't worth it giving up five for just one player. Honestly, it wasn't worth it. It was a bad trade.
What if this man that you guys select ends up being the quarterback for the next 10 years and you go to the playoffs and maybe win a Super Bowl?
I'm not a Panthers fan. I'm a Seahawks fan, but I've been living in Charlotte since 01, so I've been always around Panthers fans. But I don't know. If that was the case, if they do select C.J. Stroud, hopefully he does something big, because this is going to come up to be another Russell Wilson and that trade with the Broncos.
Well, a little bit different of a trade. When you think about the movement of a player and a wide receiver and somebody selecting number one, I understand the premise of what you're saying, but we don't know. This is what we do know. As of right now, the trade is risky. What we do know right now, it's top heavy towards the Bears. The Bears already received back a proven commodity in DJ Moore. And they have a couple of picks to risk. They got two first-rounders here from the Panthers. So is this risky for the Panthers? Hell yeah, it is. They best not miss. Hey, Shep, where's that from? You come for the head, you best not miss. Where's that from?
I should know this. I don't know.
You come from the crown, you best not miss.
Come from is that a Muhammad Ali quote?
It's not. It's from some show. I've heard it before. I don't know where it's from either. I should know if I'm asking you, right? I was hoping you know. Nobody knows.
The Wire.
Oh, that's from The Wire?
You come at the king, you best not miss.
Who said that? Like Avon Barksdale or?
That I got to research more.
Maybe Omar said that. I love Omar. Here, let's get a clean Omar clip for the other side of the break. Here, let's get that quote on the other side of the break. I love it.
It's a deal.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk Bears, Panthers, Rodgers, Patrick Ewing, Syracuse, all of it. CBS Sports Radio.